The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, you know about Fortnite, right? That's that game all the kids are playing.
That's what the one your son Owen was telling us about.
Yes.
Where the flossing came from, right?
Yeah, so apparently if within the games there are emotes that happen. I haven't played the game, so I don't really
get it. I don't know what an emote
is. I think what that is like it's what a character does.
It's
the way they express
when
their emotions.
Think of Fortnite to me sounds like medieval. A medieval game, and an emote sounds like a moat that's digital. Like, it's like an email, but it's a digital moat.
Like an emote. Well, yeah. I think you're wrong. So, an emote could be like one of those like rotating GIFs they used to have, but it could be like a little water. We're getting way off topic.
That's how I feel about it.
This has nothing to do with anything. So stop talking. What it actually, the story actually is that Drake, who's, I like Drake. Actually did an event on Fortnite this last week. He lost to gaming wizard Ninja.
Okay.
After playing a couple of rounds in front of a huge virtual crowd on Twitch, Drake had to pledge to donate $5,000 to Ninja's stream if the streaming king could win their final battle.
Nice.
Ninja took the round and Drizzy promised to make good, asking for details on where to donate the money. During the stream, Ninja pressed the rapper to include some Fortnite rhymes on an upcoming release. And Drake said it has to happen. It's just got to be the right way. He says, I say when Epic gives me the emote, when Epic gives me the hotline bling emote, I know when the hotline bling. That would be a great one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. I'll do it. Till then, he says, I'm on strike.
Nice. Nice. But you're a big fan of Drake.
I'm a fan of Drake, and now I got to become a fan of Fortnite, apparently. It'll bring together some of my favorite things.
Are you also a fan of PBS?
I am a huge fan of PBS.
And their great performances special that they always do?
Absolutely.
Well,
what does this have to do with Drake?
Will I Am, who I'm sure is probably friends with Drake because they're both music people.
Yeah, sure. They
I
all
feel like
along.
They're all friends. Well,
or mortal enemies.
Check this out. The network is going to premiere Will I Am and Friends featuring the Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
Landmarks Live in Concert, a great performance special. It's going to be coming out on April 20th, so that's like, what, next week?
That's next weekend, next Friday.
It's going to be taped during an invitation-only concert at London's Royal Albert Hall late last year is when it happened.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to be available to stream the day after on PBS's website and their app as well. And unfortunately, if you're a Fergie fan, to me, that would make up the entire group of Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
If without Fergie, you're not the Black Eyed Peas.
Right. She's not going to be there?
She's not going to be there.
Oh, she's not. No Fergalicious?
No
Fergalicious. Is she working on her fitness?
I don't know.
Probably.
But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.